Dawn saw the end of the battle. By then the slaves had broken out of every stockade. The warriors of Goering and Tullius were ground between the two forces, Onondaga and slaves, like husks between millstones. The Indians, who had probably raided only to loot and get more slaves and their grails, retreated. They climbed aboard their dugouts and canoes and paddled across the lake. Nobody felt like chasing them. Chapter 17. The days that followed were busy ones. A rough census indicated that at least half of the 20,000 inhabitants of Goering's little kingdom had been killed, severely wounded, abducted by the Onondaga, or had fled. The Roman, Tullius Hostilius, had apparently escaped. The survivors chose a provisional government. Targoff, Burton, Spruce, Ruach, and two others formed an executive committee with considerable but temporary powers. John de Greystock had disappeared. He had been seen during the beginning of the battle, and then he had just dropped out of sight. Alice Hargreaves moved into Burton's hut, without either saying a word about the why or wherefore. Later, she said, "Frigate tells me that if this entire planet is constructed like the areas we've seen, and there's no reason to believe it isn't, then the river must be at least 20 million miles long. It's incredible, but so is our resurrection, everything about this world. Also, there may be 35 to 37 billion people living along the river. What chance would I have of ever finding my earthly husband? Moreover, I love you. Yes, I know I didn't act as if I loved you, but something has changed in me. Perhaps it's all I've been through that's responsible. I don't think I could have loved you on Earth. I might have been fascinated, but I would also have been repelled, perhaps frightened. I couldn't have made you a good wife there. Here I can. Rather, I'll make you a good mate, since there doesn't seem to be any authority or religious institutions that could marry us. That in itself shows how I've changed. That I could be calmly living with a man I'm not married to. Well, there you are."
"We're no longer living in the Victorian age," Burton said. "What would you call this present age? The mélange era, the mixed age? Eventually it will be the river culture, the riparian world, rather many river cultures."
"Providing it lasts," Alice said. "It started suddenly. It may end just as swiftly and unexpectedly." Certainly, Burton thought, the green river and the grassy plain and the forested hills and the unscalable mountains didn't seem like Shakespeare's insubstantial vision. They were solid, real as the men walking toward him now. Frigate, Monat, Kaz, and Ruach. He stepped out of the hut and greeted them. Kaz began talking.
"A long time ago, before I speak English good, I see something. I try to tell you then, but you don't understand me. I see a man who don't have this on his forehead."
He pointed at the center of his own forehead and then at that of the others.
"I know," Kaz continued, "you can't see it. Pete and Monat can't either, nobody else can. But I see it, on everybody's forehead, except on that man I tried to catch long time ago. Then one day I see a woman don't have it, but I don't say nothing to you. Now I see a third person who don't have it."
"He means," Monat said, "that he is able to perceive certain symbols or characters on the forehead of each and every one of us. He can see these only in bright sunlight and at a certain angle, but everyone he's ever seen has had these symbols, except for the three he's mentioned."
"He must be able to see a little further into the spectrum than we," Frigate said. "Obviously, whoever stamped us with the sign of the beast, or whatever you want to call it, didn't know about the special ability of Kaz's species, which shows that they are not omniscient."
"Obviously," Burton said,
"nor infallible. Otherwise, I would never have awakened in that place before being resurrected. So who is this person who doesn't have these symbols on his skin?"
He spoke calmly, but his heart beat swiftly. If Kaz was right, he might have detected an agent of the beings who had brought the entire human species to life again. Would they be gods in disguise?
"Robert Spruce," Frigate said.
Before we jump to any conclusions, Monat said, don't forget that the omission may have been an accident.